Derbyshire Clinical Commissioning Groups, Raising Awareness of the Mental Capacity Act and the Deprivation of Liberty Safeguards. Best Interests. What does the Mental Capacity Act say about best interests? Any action taken or decision made on behalf of a person who lacks capacity must be in his best interests. You are protected from liability as long as you act or decide in the best interests of a person who lacks capacity to consent to his health care or treatment. There are three things to be aware of. Firstly, there is no definition of best interests in the Mental Capacity Act. This is because many different decisions and actions are covered by the Act, and many different people and circumstances are affected by it. Secondly, the Act tells us how to work out what is in the best interests of a person who lacks capacity, using a best interests checklist. And finally, there are exceptions to best interests decision-making. The most notable is when an advanced decision to refuse medical treatment exists. A doctor who complies with a valid and applicable advanced decision is not acting on behalf of a person who lacks capacity, but on the instruction of a capacitated adult. The decision-maker is the person with the power to make the proposed decision, or to perform the proposed action. So, when the decision involves providing medical treatment, the doctor or other members of healthcare staff responsible for carrying it out is the decision-maker. In some circumstances, an attorney or a deputy is appointed to make best interests decisions about the person's health or welfare. Attorneys and deputies must act within the scope of their authority and in the person's best interests. A checklist approach to best interest decision-making allows flexibility, which is a great advantage as every case is different. No single factor in the checklist is more important than another, but certain factors may be more significant for the person involved. As is the case with a capacity assessment, a best interest decision must be a full, objective consideration of the facts and must not be based simply upon age, appearance, condition, or behaviour. Appearance refers to all aspects of physical appearance, including skin colour, mode of dress, and any visible medical problems. Condition covers a range of factors including physical disabilities, learning disabilities and temporary conditions, such as unconsciousness or the effects of alcohol or drug use. A decision maker must not make unjustified assumptions about unusual behaviour. A best interests assessment takes into account all the issues most relevant to the decision in question, as well as the specific factors included in the checklist. The relevant circumstances vary from one person to another and include those of which you are aware and which it would be reasonable to regard as important. If the decision is about medical treatment, a doctor would need to consider the clinical needs of the person, the potential benefits and burdens of the treatment, and any other factors significant to making a clinical judgment. You have a duty to enable and encourage the person to participate as fully as possible in the decision-making process and in any action taken as a result. Consult him, explain what is happening and why a decision needs to be made. To achieve this, you may, for example, use simple language to help the person understand the options. Ask him about the decision at a time and location where he feels most at ease. Break information into easy-to-understand points. Consider the need to use a specialist in communication, such as a speech and language therapist. You must look at whether the person could regain capacity in time to make the decision himself. If it is likely, postpone the decision for as long as it can wait. However, in situations when it may not be possible to wait, urgent treatment should not be delayed. Be aware that capacity can fluctuate or decrease over time, for example, when it is the result of sudden shock or the underlying cause may be capable of being treated. A person may also be able to learn new skills that permit him to make the decision in the future. In some cases, treatment is futile or burdensome to the person. It may be better to withdraw or withhold life-sustaining treatment even when this may result in his death. In these cases, the Mental Capacity Act stipulates that the decision must be based upon the best interests of the person, and not on a desire to bring about his death for compassionate reasons. This does not mean that a doctor is obliged to continue life-sustaining treatment that is not in the person's best interests, even when death is expected. Whether or not treatment is life-sustaining will be decided by the doctor providing it. Consider a person's past and present wishes and preferences as much as possible. These do not determine the best interest decision, but must be evaluated alongside other factors in the checklist. A person may have written an advance statement of healthcare preferences at a time in the past when he had capacity. Pay particular regard to this and, if your best interest decision departs from it, record the reason. An advance statement is not the same as an advance decision to refuse medical treatment. A person's wishes and preferences may also be expressed orally or through behavior expressing pleasure or distress. Beliefs and values also shape decisions. Evidence can be found in a person's cultural background, religious beliefs, political or moral views, and past behavior. Be sensitive to these. Some people will set out their beliefs and values in a written advance statement to make them clear. There may be other factors that the person would consider if he were able to. For example, the impact upon other people, such as relatives, friends, or carers. A best interests decision can be made that benefits other people, provided it also benefits the person being assessed. For example, if there is a need to take blood to test for a genetic link to a disease within the family. You have a duty to consult those close to the person to determine his best interests, if it is practical and appropriate. These people include anyone the person has named as someone to be consulted for this or a similar decision, anyone involved in caring for the person, anyone interested in his welfare, such as family and carers, an attorney, a deputy appointed by the Court of Protection, an independent mental capacity advocate, if one has been appointed. If the person has no family or friends to consult, an advocate will be appointed for certain decisions. Respect the person's right to confidentiality, and, assuming you must discuss confidential matters with others, disclose only as much information as is necessary to determine the person's best interests. Only seek views relevant to the decision in question. When there is disagreement about a person's best interests, you must balance competing concerns. Start by reviewing all the elements of the checklist with everyone involved, including, if possible, the person himself. You may be able to reach agreement. Ultimately, the responsibility rests with you as the decision maker. An advocate may be useful in supporting the person to make a best interest decision. Consider this in situations where family members disagree among themselves or with professionals about what is in the person's best interests. The person is already in contact with an advocate, or there is concern about a vulnerable person. Also consider whether there are other options that are less restrictive of the person's freedoms. Your decision about this will usually coincide with your best interests decision. Record how you have worked out what is in the person's best interests and your reasons. This is important because it is evidence of your reasonable belief. In conclusion, there are a number of useful points to consider when making best interest decisions. Do you reflect upon whether there is a need to decide or act at all? Consider postponement. Use the best interest checklist. Avoid unjustified assumptions about what might be in the person's best interests. Take into account evidence of a person's past and present wishes and preferences, whether or not expressed as a written advance statement. Record the decision-making process and outcome in detail. Have a system for reviewing best interest decision-making to ensure consistency and best practice, and for recording advance statements and advance decisions. Use a system for recording lasting powers of attorney and court-appointed deputies. and understand the implication of these for decision-making. Involve the people who use services in making decisions. Information on how to ensure your best interest decisions are protected under the Mental Capacity Act is available on a separate podcast.